To China now, where security forces are flooding the streets of some of the biggest cities there. They're stopping people on the streets, randomly checking IDs as part of a massive crackdown to prevent the kind of protest that broke out over the weekend over China's draconian zero COVID policy. China's ruling Communist Party vows to resolutely crack down on infiltration and sabotage activities by hostile forces, in its words. Our community impact reporter Raquel Williams tells us people in our area with family in China are concerned about their safety.
Although rare, protests in China do happen, but it is unprecedented to see it on such a large scale. After 100 days of complete lockdown, the uprising reached a fever pitch last week when a fire in an apartment building killed at least 10 people in the far west region of Xinjiang. According to media reports, firefighters could not get inside as the dwellers were literally locked in, details the Chinese government denied. Dr. Rebecca Clothley, interim head of the Department of Global Studies and Modern Languages at Drexel University, says chance calling for the removal of Xi Jinping are noteworthy.
Mainly because it's extremely risky and one could say illegal to criticize the government in China. And to directly criticize Xi Jinping is hugely risky. There could be very serious consequences for people chanting things like that.
Temple University Associate Professor of Political Science Rosalind Che says what we have been witnessing, even as information is being suppressed to some extent, is youth taking a stand.
The power of social media among the youth plays a big role here. And we're seeing very creative ways of protest. Blank pieces of paper that doesn't have anything on them, but everyone knows what it means. And if you hold it up, you're part of the movement.
She says people here are concerned for their family members in China and that for human rights, economic and political reasons, we all should be concerned and watching as the situation unfolds. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.